It's Father's Day today. Okay? Well, I was thinking about fathers, and I think about mothers along with that fathers, too. Anyway, but today is Father's Day. All the fathers out there, God be with them. But I was thinking about it being Father's Day, and I was sitting there thinking, I miss my father. I'm sure it happens with kids too that have lost their fathers. Or the main thing is, regardless, that we have also a heavenly Father. A heavenly Father there's only one of Him. And He covers all the people of the earth. So I went back there and looked in the Bible, which here again, when you want to know something, and you can go back there and look. But he said something about the Father in there. So I looked in there and I sat right there and said, let's go back there into the first part of the Bible, which they call the Old Testament. And I looked in there when he's talking about Moses and how he said, when he told him to go out there and help his people get into a different place so that they would be safe, just like children. Just like children. And he told Moses that he would be with him like a father, that he would look after him and care for him in his journeys. I look at that, that's a pretty good father there too, even though he's not here on earth. But he did help out Moses and got him across there and told him that he would look after him and take care of him as a father would do his son or daughter. That counts too. Sons, and I got me in that Bible with the sons. I think they should put it, change that to sons and daughters. But anyways, the main thing is that that was the Old Testament, and then it got into a little bit of the Old Testament in Isaiah, where Isaiah had told him that there would be a child born. There's where the mother comes in. That I think of the Father and the Mother's Day, that the Father's and Mother's different day, but they're very important. And Isaiah told him that there would be a child born, and that he would be the father of all in the world. So there comes another Father from the Father, the Heavenly Father, His Son Jesus Christ, to be the Father of all us down here. So, the main thing is, in this Father's Day, is to know, regardless, that there's also a Heavenly Father. And He's another Father. But He's the Father that's going to look out for us after all has said and done. So y'all have a very nice day, and probably the last thing, and I'm going to leave on this because this is the best one, where the Heavenly Father said to His Son, the Earthly Father, and what He said is for you, talking to all the ones that spread His word, which is what we do, He said for not to dishonor or to think or say anything bad about fathers. And I would add mothers to that also. Okay? Anyways, I thank Miss King. He's going to have a little prayer for us here, but thankfully for the Heavenly Father and all the Father.